Tomorrow's World Commentary, May 25th, 2022. On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever, by Josh Lyons. Read by William Williams. Article begins. It seems like no matter where you look, scenes of crime, war, insanity, and brutality might make the days feel gloomy and cloudy. You may even wonder, will there ever be a time when things will get better? Those who pay attention to Bible prophecy, however, shouldn't be surprised by the way things are going. Jesus Christ warned that the end time will be full of all kinds of atrocities as Satan makes a final push to turn people away from God before Jesus' second coming. See 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, and Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. But Christ's gospel message also promises the ultimate encouragement. The Bible explains that Satan's reign of terror will only be temporary and that even the devil himself knows his time is short. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. God's word directs our focus away from the troubles of this world and towards his coming kingdom, which Christ exhorted his followers to seek above all else. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Doing this can help the days feel spiritually clear and allow you to see, quote-unquote, forever. The kingdom of God refers to the literal, righteous government that Jesus Christ will establish on earth at his second coming. This message is at the heart of the Bible and God's plan of salvation. The fact that Satan's dominion will come to an end and Christ will be crowned King of Kings on earth and throughout the universe. The kingdom of God is the topic of many Old Testament scriptures and prophecies, many of which highlight its permanence. Here are two of many examples. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. From Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Also, and in the days of these kings the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. From Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. In the New Testament, the kingdom of God is also a major focus. Jesus even said, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent. Luke chapter 4, verse 43. After Jesus' death and resurrection, he instructed his disciples to continue preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, which they did with great zeal and despite intense persecution. Acts chapter 14, verse 22, chapter 19, verse 8, chapter 28, verse 23, and verse 31. Just like the Old Testament, the New Testament also emphasizes that God's kingdom will last forever. Jesus concluded the model prayer this way, For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. In the Gospel of Luke, God's messenger states, And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Luke chapter 1, verse 33. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, is a powerful verse that describes the awesome moment when Christ assumes his throne as King of Kings, marked by a glorious trumpet. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. For one more example, from the very end of the Bible, there shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. Revelation chapter 22, verse 5. As Satan's kingdom, quote-unquote, grows more troubling with each passing day, those who know where to look can see the final storm approaching. But even amidst the dark clouds, you can turn to God and his word for light, hope, and clarity. As Proverbs 4, verse 18 says, The path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. When things are especially troubling, it can be helpful and refreshing to close the blinds, quote-unquote, to the world and open the window of God's word. This will help us look beyond this world to the kingdom of God, where the skies will be clear and we really can see forever. End of article. To learn more about the glorious future God has in store, be sure to watch the telecast, Just What is the Kingdom of God, here at Tomorrow's World, and also order your free copy of the booklet, The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like?